Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we go tonight. May continues for Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers, opening up this crucial three-game set to end the regular season. 8 o'clock out of the BART on the Big Ten Network. Hoosiers are a much-needed 6-1 this month, need the series against the third-place Buckeyes, and no one knows that any better than veteran senior catcher Brad Hartung.
Yeah, it's definitely good. It's a good feeling around here right now. I think we're all excited.
From a confidence standpoint and from a mental standpoint in the clubhouse, talk to me a little about that.
You know, we're still confident within the clubhouse and everything. We know we're a good team. We had a few rough games, but, you know, we saw the same lineup for a few days with our team, and I think, you know, we knew we had a chance, and we knew we had a big challenge ahead of us.
Well, when you pick up that aluminum stick, it's been a very modest year for you. How you feel at the dish?
Well, feeling good right now. Been working a lot with Coach Cheese and Coach Roof. I'm feeling comfortable in the box, going to keep improving as the season goes on.
What kind of adjustments? Were they subtle?
Oh, yeah, nothing big. Just, you know, not getting too big with my swing, trying to do too much, swinging outside the zone. Just, you know, more of the mental side almost, kind of knowing what pitches I can hit and I can drive, and really just kind of letting the game come to me more.
Well, out of Los Alamitos, California, the veteran, first team All Big Tenor last year, senior catcher Brad Hartung. After getting those three hits Tuesday at Ball State, the average is up to 281. This is the Hoosiers' 50th game tonight. Brad has started, or will start, number 48 this evening, and he'll catch game one starter Luke Harrison, his first start of the year. But Harrison's been tough coming out of the pen for Chris Lemonis. 4-0 leads the Hoosiers with 50 Ks. And his ERA a microscopic 0.90. The Hoosiers begin this three-game trek 9-10, Ohio State 13-8. Indiana has won the last six, 11 of the last 12 against the Scarlet and Gray. Here's hoping that trend continues. Well, the Giants move into the Great American Ballpark later tonight. Reds welcome them in. Pre-game 7 o'clock here on the airwaves. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, now, high-quality big time out at the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center this weekend. Indiana U, privileged to host the USA Diving Individual World Championship Trial starting Friday morning with final set for Sunday in the CBAC. And some unfinished business for a couple of present-day Hoosiers. NCAA champion from this past winter, Jessica Parado, along with All-Big Tenor Michael Hickson, and former Hoosier All-Americans Amy Kozad, and out of South High School and an All-American at IU, Darian Schmidt. Head coach Drew Johansson.
We're in our own pool. We have the best divers from the U.S. here all vying for spots. It's always great when you're able to have a little bit of comfort when you're in such a stressful situation. My hope is the kids will respond. We're looking to fill the stands there, especially on Sunday when the finals are, starting at 11 o'clock.
Drew, how key is the home pool advantage?
Trials will be determined with just simply 15 dives, say, for the girls on the platform. And they've done these dives thousands of times off of that platform. Same thing on the springboard. Thousands of dives for Mike and Darian on the springboard. That little extra comfort and familiarity with more knowing visual spots could be a difference maker. So we're real happy to have it.
Well, it's IU diving coach Drew Johansson. Now, both Jennifer and Amy have already qualified for the World Championships to be held over in Russia in late July, making it in the 10-meter synchro event. Now it's the 10-meter for those two this weekend, and Hickson earned a spot on Team USA off the 1-meter, and now he and Darian will try the 3-meter springboard this weekend. Quality meet. It's all free admission and parking. We wish our Hoosiers the very best. Well, it's a brand new series at the Great American Ballpark starting tonight, running through the weekend. The Giants come to take on the Reds. Pregame 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.